This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. And did everyone get enough turkey? Darren's doing some gobbling over here, too. So I think that gobbler had a couple of draft beers or maybe a couple of adult beverages along the way. So he sounded like he was walking a little bit crooked. But anyway, so hopefully you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And I mentioned this last week, a lot of families who live, you know, out of town, out of state, they're getting together, you know, the weekend before and the weekend after. So we have a lot of Thanksgiving feasts and celebrations and family gatherings still happening even today and over this weekend. So I just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. And I hope that your family gatherings, and I just hope it's just a wonderful and blessed time. I really do. We had a great time. Of course, we ate too much every time. Tons and tons of football. I hope your team won. And so let's jump in with this is really kind of a timely topic here. Last week I talked about when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. And the reason this is timely is something happens over the holidays. So you have families gathering, and maybe they haven't been home for the entire year. Maybe they live out of state, maybe sometimes even out of country, but you haven't been home for a long time. And you come back, and then you have some realizations. You're like, oh boy, mom isn't doing as well as I thought she was. Or dad, oh wow, dad's really going to need some help. Let's get through the holidays. It's not a crisis, but now we understand that we need some help. We need to bring in a home care provider to help out, or we need to consider, you know, assisted living or memory care or long-term care. Let's get through the holidays. And then after the first, let's get out and let's check out some places and let's choose a place and get our name on a wait list or move or whatever the case may be, whatever your time frame is. So the big question is, And it's the most frequently asked question I've had over the last, carry the one, 23 years with senior care consulting is, Steve, when do we move? When is the right time to move? And so if you're hearing this for the first time, maybe you're in from out of town, you're listening to this, this might be a really, really good news for you, really good, timely information for you. So number one, if there's a safety issue at home, that should trigger the conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. Number two, and this one is a close number two or maybe a 1A, when the health and well-being of the caregiver are in decline. And so the most common example of that I can think of is an elderly spouse caring for another elderly spouse. And the caregiver spouse is just being crushed, and I mean crushed, by the stress of being a caregiver and handling everything on their own. And maybe there's a pride issue. And guys, we do this. We're Superman, right? Oh, I don't need any help. I can take care of my wife. But guess what? You can do that for a while, and then at some point, you're going to start to suffer for that. You're going to start to be crushed by the pressure of being a caregiver. We put everything of our own, our doctor's appointments, our social engagements, we put all of these things on the back burner, and we stop doing that. And we disengage, and we stop going to church, and all the things. And then eventually, I've seen this. And it kind of makes me sick to my stomach. It is so avoidable. It's so avoidable. That's the frustrating thing. I have seen the caregiver spouse pass away before the person they're taking care of because they were so crushed by the weight of being the caregiver, handling everything. This is stressful stuff. And I've seen people die of strokes and heart attacks and all, or they just quit going to their own doctor and this cancer rolled up on them and now it's too far along. There's nothing. If we could have caught this a few years ago, sir or ma'am, we could have done something about it, but it's too far. It's stage four now. And so all of a sudden we have a hospice situation and a terminal cancer diagnosis because we quit going to the hospital because we're caring for this person that we love so much. It's avoidable. It's avoidable. You can't let it happen. I'm dwelling on that, but I feel like I should. So when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. Number one, if there's a safety issue in your home. Number two, if that caregiver spouse is starting to suffer and decline. Now you have two people declining and you can't have that. You've got to step in. You've got to take some action. You've got to get them some help. You need to move the person receiving the care maybe to a care community. You got to talk about it. Number three, it could be a financially driven decision. So if you're, I'm a huge fan of home care. Right. But and you can stay independent in your home for maybe years to come with the home care provider coming in and supplementing the care and helping out maybe a couple of two or three times a week. But over time, as that need rises to a 24-hour level where you need 24-hour care, OK, that becomes very, very expensive. And maybe it's just not affordable or financially feasible for at some point. OK, so it could be financially driven decision that could cause that could trigger that conversation of consider moving from your home to senior care community. And then number four, last but not least, if the care that you're providing is not enough and it's okay. If you just can't keep up with it, why not consider moving your loved one to a senior care community and let full-time paid professional caregivers provide the care? And then you can then transition back to your original role as the loving spouse, the loving grandson, the loving daughter, son, granddaughter, the loving family member. And then manage their care, watch over them, be their advocate, make sure they're getting everything that they need to get and just manage the care. Okay. Be their spokesperson, their advocate. That's even more important if they have cognitive issues, Alzheimer's, dementia, one of the different forms of dementia, and maybe they can't speak for themselves. Even more important to do that. and be involved. But you're not providing the care. You're not being crushed by that. And then you can be the spouse and come in for dinner and hang out, maybe watch a movie, maybe read the paper together, whatever you like to do. Have a conversation. Talk about a book. Talk about what was discussed in church last weekend. Whatever it is. Okay, you can resume your normal role there. Okay, so those are the four things that should trigger the conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. And then so you've had the conversation, and again, families, hundreds and maybe thousands of families are gathering in the area that this program reaches. You say, okay, Steve, we had a family meeting. We agree we need to move to assisted living or memory care or long-term care. We're going to do that after the first of the year. So now what? Now we're really scared. We're like, oh my gosh, there are hundreds of options out here available. What are you supposed to do with that? Well, let me Google it. Okay. And I'm running a commercial. I recently had a commercial that was talking about Google, assisted living Kansas City, and you're going to get a few million results. Okay. Well, good luck with that. Good luck with that. There's so much information. It's counterproductive. It's not really worth much at all. Okay. Well, Steve, what about one of these free referral services? That's free. Always sounds good. Well, free is a very powerful word. And I'm going to talk about this later on in this program or maybe next week. I'm going to let you know how these free referral services work. But let me just say this. They have a vested interest in you choosing one of their business partners. So they get paid, and I'm talking big time money, from the very places they recommend. Now, if that isn't a major conflict of interest, I don't know what is. Okay. Oh, I highly recommend this place. And then you choose that place, and then their business partner, hey, here's a check for $7,500. Hey, thanks for the referral, buddy. And they go out and drinking margaritas and woo woo, right? That's how it works. So it's not free at all. So don't make that mistake. Instead, I would like to offer you a placement service with integrity. It's seniorcareconsulting.com. Give us a call. We can show you how we can help you. It is a phenomenal, it's a premium level service, and it is objective and unbiased. I'll talk more about that coming up. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. All nursing homes must accept Medicaid. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Now back to our Senior Care Live question of the week. This is a pretty good one. All nursing homes accept Medicaid. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And guaranteed, a few thousand people just like did the, huh? Like the old head jerk, like, what? And I thought if you went into a nursing home and you ran out of money, they'll just bill that Medicare, that Medicaid thing, whatever that is. Well, a lot of them do, but guess what? Some of them do not. And let me tell you, I've received the calls from families that made that incorrect assumption, and they found out the hard way. So, I had a young lady. I think I've shared the story before. Her grandmother was in there. She spent like $350,000 over a long period of time for her care. Then she gets this 30-day discharge notice. And she's like, oh, my gosh, what happened? Did we do something wrong? Did we upset someone? And, oh, no, you didn't do anything wrong. But your grandma is almost out of money, and we don't accept Medicaid. So you're going to have to move her to a Medicaid-certified community. And she was devastated. She said, I didn't want that from my grandma. I had to uproot her. She had dementia. So it's even more confusing for her, and we had to go to a completely different place and kind of start over. And and build relationships with those residents and families and, of course, the caregivers. She said, I never wanted that for my grandma. So she found out the hard way. And she said, let me guess. If I would have worked with you originally, you wouldn't have let me make that mistake. We wouldn't be going through this, would we? And I'm like, no, I hate to say it, but no, we don't let you make a mistake like that. Because we talk about it and we look at, you know, the question is, could your loved one outlive their assets? And, well, sometimes it's an obvious yes. Sometimes it's, well, I'm not sure about that. And so what I do is I do a financial calculation. So if the care is, I'm just making up some super easy numbers. If the care is $10,000, if your income is $5,000 between Social Security and a pension or two, we're $5,000 short every month. And if you have $100,000 of assets, do the math. So in 20 months, we're out of assets. And then at that point, we would need to qualify for Medicaid. So the question is, are you willing to move one more time if your loved one outlives their assets? Or are you willing to move one more time within, you know, 19, 20 months? And 98% of the time, my clients say, we don't want to move. We want to move one and done. We like you, Steve. You're a great guy. It's fantastic service. It's like the best money we've ever spent. But we want to just do this one time. We just want to do it one time. Right? So in that case, and again, the majority of our clients with Senior Care Consulting, they do this. And in that case, we want to make sure that the places that we consider as our top options are Medicaid certified. So that if a person is living there, they outlive their assets, they hit, in my earlier example, they hit that 20 months and now they're out of money basically to pay for their care, then they can get properly qualified for the Medicaid program, and Medicaid could pay the majority of that cost every month. And they don't have to leave. It's very transparent, very simple transition. No one even knows about it except for the billing office. The care is the same. The people are the same. Everything's the same except the billing. That's it. Super easy. But if you don't identify that up front, if you don't plan for it up front, it could come back to bite you right in the backside. Right? And you don't want that. You don't want that. And it's so incredibly easily avoidable. I kind of went off on a tangent there. but it's true. It's true. So when you work with Senior Care Consulting, we don't let you make a mistake like that. Right? And then the other wrinkle is, oh, well, we take Medicaid, but you have to be able to pay 12 to 18 months of private pay before we're willing to work with Medicaid. Well, what if you have 6 months of private pay and you don't meet that qualification? Well, if you move into that place, then you're moving out when you run out of money. If you can't pay privately 12 to 18 months or 24 months or longer than that at some places, you'll not see that on their website. They're not even going to tell you that in probably a lot of the marketing interactions until way on down the road. Okay, so again, I guess the message is with Senior Care Consulting, we don't let you make a mistake. If you value a premium service, a placement service with integrity, give us a call for a free consultation. 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800. You can also visit online. We have a really good website, seniorcareconsulting.com. SeniorCareConsulting.com. You could just reach out through the website, through one of the contact forms, and let us know. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Especially if you're one of the families in for the holidays, you have that newly realized aha moment, like, oh my goodness, we need to do something about this. I would encourage you to reach out because we can help you go through that search and selection process in just a few hours of your time. And during the busy holiday season, we don't have time for this stuff. So we've done the research for you. We do the vast majority of the work for you. I just need you for a few hours to go out and take a tour of these places. We're usually done by 12:30, 1 o'clock, same day. And it'll save you a ridiculous amount of time, dozens and dozens of hours of time, and help you make some decisions even during the busy holiday season. And here's the most important part of it, I think, or just as important as everything else. We'll get your name on a wait list. Here's what happens. After the first of the year, you were going to go out and look for places for your loved one. Well, guess what? Thousands and thousands of other people are also, after the first of the year, they're also going to go out and enter the marketplace and sign up, put their name on, you know, put the deposit on the assisted living apartment or the nursing home bed or whatever it might be. And so the demand just blows up. It just skyrockets. So us buckling down, being a little bit disciplined, letting Senior Care Consulting do most of the work for you. Give me a few hours of your time and we'll get through this part. Make some decisions. We'll get your name on a wait list or two. And now when your name rises up to number one, you can move when you want to move after the first of the year. If you wait till after the first of the year, do this on your own, instead of being maybe number four or five on the waiting list, you're probably going to be number 24 or 25 on the wait list. You will not be moving anytime soon. You might be moving in the spring, or if you're lucky, or maybe summertime. So don't put it off. 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And coming up next, what to determine before beginning your search.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
All right, so you came in, you had family gathering, you had the oh boy moment, the aha moment. You had a family discussion. Okay, yeah, we need to find a senior care community. Let's just deal with that after the holidays, after the first of the year. Okay, I wouldn't wait till the first of the year, but a lot of people do that. So it's like, all right, Steve, so we're all ready to go, but there are a few hundred options. What are you supposed to do with that? So this is going to cut your time at least in half. What to determine before beginning your search? Number one, what level of care do you need? Do you require? And what I mean by that is I'll just spell it all out for you. Long-term care is a level, that's the highest level of care available. That's also, I call it long-term care. A lot of people still refer to it as a nursing home. You know, I intentionally kind of used that term earlier in the program. Okay, because so many people still call it a nursing home. The industry doesn't like the term because it comes with lots of negative baggage. I would say that baggage was well earned. I will also say that it's nothing like it used to be. It's so much better. It's unbelievable. So it's not like the old dark days. But anyway, it's long-term care is what I refer to it as. You could need a level of care of assisted living, residential care, or home plus. Well, Steve, what does all that stuff mean? Exactly. Right? So this is what senior care consulting, again, a premium roll out the red carpet, premium level service, a placement service with integrity. We know all this stuff. We eat, breathe, and live all of this stuff. I am a former nursing home administrator and former assisted living executive director. I understand all this stuff. Okay. My friend Mark Squires, he's the Medicare whisperer. He's forgotten more about Medicare than most people know. He says, we speak Medicare so you don't have to. That's such a clever way to put that. Maybe I should say, we speak senior care so you don't have to. Mark, can I borrow your phrase and just kind of paraphrase that? if he trademarked it, he might charge me some royalties or something. Anyway, but no, we understand this stuff. And again, we don't let our clients make mistakes. So level of care, long-term care, assisted living, residential care, or home plus. Here's how I define that. Your level of care is directly related to your licensure. Licensure is what the state grants you licensure to deliver care. And they have rules and they have guidelines. And they have, you know, the left curb and the right curb and all the requirements and all the thing and things that you have to do and how you have to do them and how you have to document them and all the stuff, everything that all the hoops you have to jump through, all the requirements you have to meet. That drives everything and defines the level of care. Long-term care, assisted living, residential care, and home plus. Now, I've had people in the past, well, Steve, memory care is a level of care. And I'm like, you have just demonstrated that you have no clue what you're talking about. Well, what do you mean? No, because they're wanting to challenge me like they're intellectually superior. And I'm like, show me the licensure for memory care. Silence. Silence. Show me the licensure for memory care in the state of Kansas or Missouri or any other state. Well, guess what? They're silenced because it doesn't exist. Memory care is a type of care delivered at all four levels of care that I just discussed. So you could have someone with cognitive impairment needing the special type of care for someone with cognitive impairment at the long-term care level, where they need a high level of physical and medical care, plus care for their cognitive issues. You could have someone at the assisted living level that needs help with their activities of daily living, plus they have cognitive issues and they need care for that. You see how this is going? So you could find memory care, which is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment at the long-term care level, assisted living level, residential care level, and the home plus level. That's the end of the story. That's it. Okay, so, and I've had so many people call me so many times over so many years. Well, Steve, the way you explain it, it makes perfect sense. Why didn't they explain it that way? And it's a little bit of a, I think, a kind of a crummy sales tactic. I'm not going to go into all that today, but or else they're just demonstrating that they don't know what they're talking about. So, again, we speak senior care, so you don't have to. Mark Squires, I owe you lunch on that one. So. So that's the level of care. First and foremost, what level of care do you need? This is the stuff that you have to determine before beginning your search. Number two, what type of care do you require? I don't get too fancy on this first category. I just call it general care. I mean, what else are you going to call it? Everyday care, daily care, you can do that. I just call it general care. So you could be in assisted living and just receive general care or long-term care, any of the four levels of care that we talked about just a second ago. So you could receive general care. You could receive memory care. Again, memory care is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment, period. That's what it is. You may need memory care. Maybe you don't need memory care today. I just met with a wonderful family, and one of the individuals that we're going to be placing, he needs a little help with those activities of daily living. He's a good fit for the assisted living level of care. He has the very, very, very early beginning stages of Alzheimer's. Really nice guy. I love spending time with him. He's a great guy. But Alzheimer's is predictable, and it is fairly safe to say that at some point in the future, this wonderful guy may need memory care, but he darn sure doesn't need it today. So we're going to look at a place where he can initially just receive what I call general care. We're also going to make sure that they offer memory care, a separate part of the building dedicated to providing special care for an individual with cognitive impairment and all the things that come along with that. Does that make sense? Is this making sense? So the type of care that you need, general care, memory care, you might need skilled nursing and rehab, post-hospitalization. You may need mental health care. You may need hospice care. You may just need a short break, and you may need respite care. So, again, what to determine before beginning your search? What level of care? What type of care do you need? And then let's open the giant can of worms. How are we going to pay for this? How are we going to pay for this? Again, the wonderful family I met with earlier, they literally gasped when I wrote down the average monthly cost of all these places. They gasped because it is gasp worthy. It's just darn expensive. Okay, maybe next week I'll talk about the different levels of care and types of care and their average monthly costs. I'll probably do that next week. So how are we going to pay for our care? If you hear the term private pay, that just means it's out of your pocket. You're writing a check. You're using your own resources to pay for the monthly cost of your care. So that's what private pay means. Well, what about Medicare? Well, Steve, I got the best Medicare money can buy. Got the best policies you can buy. Well, that's great, but Medicare does not pay for long-term care. Well, what do you mean? It's Medicare. I've been paying into it for how many decades? Got the best policy you can buy. Medicare is your health insurance. to pay for hospitalization and your doctor and your x-rays and your labs, all that kind of stuff. It does not pay for long-term care. It will pay for skilled nursing and rehab for a very short period of time after a hospitalization. And coming up next, I will continue on the really, really important subject of what to determine before ever beginning your search. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
All right, so back to the important subject of what to determine before beginning your search. If you pay attention to this, if you get kind of a game plan together, you identify all these different things I'm talking about, it's going to cut your search time in half. And let me put that in perspective, at least in half. So the average family, if they're trying to do their homework and they're visiting all these places and they're really trying to get it right, so it's not some emergency placement where you just pick a place, they're spending somewhere between 50 and 100 hours running around doing all this stuff. So if you get a game plan together and you can get some of these things done that I'm talking about right now, you'll probably cut it in half, maybe even more than that. And again, senior care consulting clients, they spend 3 to 4 hours, boom, done. We save them dozens and dozens. We save them so much time, it's unbelievable. I had a client one time. It was funny. We finished up. We were done about 12:30, walking out to the cars after we had toured our final community, visiting the top options with them. And we're walking out to the car, and the guy said, "So that's it. It's that simple." And he's just kind of shaking his head. I'm like, "What do you mean?" He goes, "You made that so simple, and it took so little time." He said, "I am so upset that we should have called you a year ago." Off and on, we have been looking over a year at all of these different places. We couldn't make a decision, and we spent, he said, we went way over your 100-hour mark there, let me tell you that. And he was mad at him, not at me, but at himself, that he didn't call me a year ago. With Senior Care Consulting. So don't make that mistake. 913-945-2800 or online at SeniorCareConsulting.com. We can help you out in a big, big way. All right. So how are we going to pay for this place? So payment methods. So private pay, we talked about that. Medicare is your health insurance. Medicaid will help pay for long-term care primarily. They'll pay a little bit for assisted living, but most assisted living communities do not work with the Medicaid program. On the Kansas side, we have a few, very few and far between. On the Missouri side, it just doesn't work because there's not enough money in the home and community-based based services, HCBS program or bucket to get that done. So you got to know what you're doing. Don't make assumptions. Usually that comes back to cause troubles. All right, long-term care insurance. We've talked about that quite a bit on the program. It is worth its weight in gold, maybe even in platinum, because it will pay for all or the majority or at least part of your long-term care expenses. And then that stretches out your assets, right? That slows down our burn rate. Makes a huge difference. If you served our country, thank you so much for your service. If you are the surviving spouse of a deceased veteran, you may qualify for the VA aid and attendance benefit. I talked about that just a few weeks ago around Veterans Day on what it is, what it pays, how to qualify for it, and how much it pays. It pays a lot. It is super, super helpful. I review all of these things with my clients every single time that we sit down to set up the service. So we determine the right level of care, we determine the right type of care, and then we have a good discussion on how we're going to pay for all this stuff. All right, number four, location. Realtors always say location, location, location. It's important. But if you live in, Overland Park, Kansas, it could be any city. Well, Steve, you know, we'd like to be nearby. So, you know, we're willing to consider the city of Overland Park. We want to drive no further than about 5 minutes. Okay. That's, I mean, we might be able to find some good options that close to you, but it might be a little unrealistic. We may need to go a little further out. So the much better question is, how far out can we search for senior care community options for you to find the best care for your loved one? How far are you willing to drive? Okay, well, yeah, that's okay, Steve. That's fine. You know, let's keep it within, you know, maybe 20 to 30 minutes of our home here, and let's include all of Johnson County, just as an example. Okay. Okay, fine. So we can look all over the place, but let's closer is better, and then we'll start to work our way out to identify our top three options. That's how we do this. And then personal preferences and needs. Do we have anything that specific? And you know what? Usually we don't, but sometimes we do. I've had several clients over the years say, Steve, mother has played piano for over six decades. At this point, it's hardwired into her DNA, right? She loves it. It's just part of who she is and what she does. It would be fantastic if mother had a piano available in the building, maybe in the lobby or something like that, where she could go down and play her music. And I'm a musician. I get it. It's also hardwired into my DNA. It will be forever for life. And so I don't think that's a nice to have. I think that's a got to have. That's a got to have. And the other question in that example is, well, do you have a piano? Can you bring it with you? Is that allowed in your apartment or in your space? If it's too heavy or too bulky or whatever, if it's an acoustic piano, what about an electric piano? What if we look into that? Because you can have weighted keys. These things sound like $1 million. And let's make sure that we can accommodate that for your loved one. Had another guy say, Steve, my mom, if it has a beak on it, she'll have nothing to do with it. So you cannot serve my mother foul. Foul. And like, really? He's like, oh, yeah. Hey, Thanksgiving? Well, we never had turkey. Nope, we always had a ham or something like that. No eggs, no delicious chicken tenders or grilled chicken sandwich for lunch. None of it. She won't complain. She just won't eat it, and she'll go without. I'm like, well, no one would ever guess that. So, again, that's going back to being your loved one's advocate. And, by the way, she had Alzheimer's. I said, so, sir, you're going to have to tell them about that. They will never guess it, and your mom's going to sit there, and they're going to wonder why she's not eating. So tell them that. Instruct them. Coach them on what she likes so that they can modify her diet to make sure she has things that she will eat, right? So personal preferences and needs. So what to determine before even thinking about beginning your search. Don't go out and do the old shotgun approach. You're wasting your time. You need to identify and understand the level of care, the type of care, the payment methods, location parameters, and personal preferences and needs. And then, and only then, should you begin your search. If you do that, it will save you dozens of hours of time. If you want to get this knocked out in 3 to 4 hours in a morning, call Senior Care Consulting, because we'll just take care of all this for you. Even during the busy holiday season, 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.